This is a CBC podcast.
Hey, I'm Craig Norris, and I want to invite you to check out the R330. It's kind of like Quirks and Quarks, except I don't talk about space or science or anything like that. Instead, I play the week's best Canadian indie music. Head over to cbcradio3.com for all of the info.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast version of the Vinyl Cafe. I'm Vinyl Cafe producer, Jess Milton. We publish a new podcast every weekend, and you can download the latest or subscribe to the Vinyl Cafe podcast at cbc.ca/podcasting. This week on the show...
So I was walking along the other day, and I was dragged out of my normal walking along fog when I kicked a coin that was lying on the ground. I didn't see the coin before I booted it. It was an accidental kick, not a deliberate one. The coin just happened to be lying in the perfect place so that I didn't walk over it or stomp on it. I connected with it and sent it flying. By the sound it made as it bounced away from me, I knew without looking that the coin I'd kicked was a dime. You could probably do that. I bet if I blindfolded you and stood beside you and dropped coins one by one, you'd be able to distinguish the difference between the bouncing pennies and the bouncing dimes, between the nickels and the quarters. This isn't something that either of us has studied or practiced. It's something that we have absorbed unconsciously. And that strikes me as cool. When I was in college learning things from books, I mostly wanted to be a woodsman who knew things by heart. I've always felt inadequate that I never conquered the outdoors the way some have. I can't walk into a forest without a flutter of anxiety. I know if I want to get from here to there, I'll need more than my wits. I'll need a road. And that is why I found that bouncing dime so pleasing. I may not have grown up to be the woodsman I wanted to be. I don't know where to find dry wood when all the wood is wet, or which plants to eat if it comes down to eating plants, or how to skin a weasel, or for that matter, to tell the difference between a weasel and a wolverine. But I'm not a complete waste. I have, it turns out, accumulated a small repertoire of intuitive skills, things that I can do as easily as any Inuit hunter. He may be able to find his way home across a barren landscape without trying. Me? Well, I can get up from a table in a strange cafe, and I can find almost always without asking my way to the washroom. And if I'm driving through an unfamiliar city, I can locate a Tim Hortons donut store pretty quickly and have a sense which I can't describe, which will lead me to a gas station if I need one, down that street, not that one. If I need a payphone, I can find one and pretty quickly. I seem to have a kind of understanding of the kind of building or store where phones are likely to be. Don't ask me to explain. The wilderness man I wanted to be can glance at the sun and tell the time. Well, I can tell the time by the number of children on any street. He knows where the fish are. Me? I know if that corner store over there is likely to sell stamps or not. Or carry the latest issue of the New Yorker. Or where to find a taxi. How? I just know. I bet you can do these things too, and probably many more. They're not special. They're just special to the city. Sometimes I slide along the crowded sidewalks like a shadow, weaving in and out so smoothly that I'm sure all anyone notices as I glide by is a slight disturbance in the air. I am an urban woodsman, possessed of modest skills, none of which will save me or anyone's life, but these downtown talents have helped me save face. I don't know how I know these things, just that these are the things that I do know, the things I can do. You'll have to trust me. Don't ask me to explain.
That was Stuart McLean, and that's from the Vinyl Cafe. You can listen to the Vinyl Cafe on CBC Radio 1, on CBC Radio 2, on Sirius 137, and on select public radio stations in the USA. To find out how you can listen to the show, or to learn more about the Vinyl Cafe, you can go to the website cbc.ca/vinylcafe.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.